Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 158. In this episode, we're going to be talking about coaching and membership. How to quickly create a coaching website that converts. It's a really important subject. We help a lot of coaches at WP Tonic. Got a lot of knowledge here. I've also got my ever patient and helpful co-host, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I own an agency called Manana No Mas. We work directly with the great folks over at WP Tonic and Lifter LMS.
That's fantastic. What we plan to do, folks, in the first half, we plan to go through some of the things you've got to consider to get a coaching site that converts. And then in the second half, we'll probably go through some of the WordPress solutions that can help you build a site that will actually do this. I thought that would be a good combination. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of the show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta. See site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. I want to point out that we've got some great free resources for you. We've got a created list of the best WordPress plugins. We've got some other free resources. Plus, we've got a special offer on a course that will show you how to build a membership coaching website from beginning to end, done by Kirk himself, which you can get at half price. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. So, Kurt, there are a lot of people are looking at coaching, combining it almost with elements of membership as well. Group coaching is a really popular sector of the market, a growing sector of the market. But when it comes to getting a site that actually converts, actually gets people to sign up for your coaching program, what are some of the key things that that you think people really need to focus on? I have given Kurt a list of some of the things I thought were important. So maybe give you a broad outline and then maybe quickly we can go through the major points in my list. How does that sound, Kurt?
Yeah, that's fine. I find that coaching is a very unique vertical, Jonathan, because it's one of the most overused and underdefined terms, especially in the online space, because a lot of people start a coaching business from authoring a book. Well, so if you've authored a book and you're launching a coaching business based on that book, that's completely different than like a community site where you're offering life coaching, like, you know, one to many, you know, in like a mastermind kind of situation. And so I think it's really important when someone, you know, labels themselves as a coach, part of the job we have is to do like a needs assessment with them and figure out, okay, so what's your definition of coaching? What is your, what's your value proposition? What are you trying to offer? Are you trying to offer, you know, live coaching? Are you trying to do in-person coaching? Are you trying to sell course content labeled as coaching? There's a bunch of ways to approach it. Once we get those questions answered, well, then we can help them land on the proper format or platform to offer their coaching services. One of the biggest things for me, Jonathan, is do you plan on doing live sessions, either one-to-one or one-to-many? And do you want that feature to be part of your web offer? Or do you want to do that like off-site on Zoom or some other kind of platform? And that's where things can get interesting.
Yeah, totally agree. So let's go through my list. So number one, crafting a value proposition. I think this is really tricky. What do you think this means?
We've covered this before, like when we talked about courses. It's the same with coaching. You want to sell the expected result, or you want to sell the answer to the pain point, not book a session with me because I'm super smart. Like, selling your coaching is like selling a course. A lot of people mistakenly say, hey, we built this really cool course for XYZ. You should come and see it. And then crickets, no one signs up. But if you were to say, you know, do you own a business and you're having problems finding conversions? You know, check out this course. And then that speaks to the pain point of businesses struggling with conversion. So they'll do that. It's the same with coaching. You know, are you struggling to grow a team that has ownership in the business like you wish? Right. So, well, then how do you create a team that has ownership? You answer that through the coaching. And so I think part of, you know, introducing your coaching platform and trying to come up with a way for your site to convert is that you have to identify the pain points of your avatar and what your coaching is going to fix or provide.
Yeah, fantastic. Identifying your target audience. I think, you know, it's all wrapped up, the two here, crafting your value proposition and identifying your target audience. They're very linked together, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's unique, Jonathan. When I think about the coaching and the consulting work that we do on the Kurt Von Onen property that we have, I made some assumptions over who I would be interacting with the most. And then as I started to book, you know, actual like coaching sessions in the IT space, that avatar was completely wrong. I am meeting with the absolute opposite side of like the gender and age spectrum that I thought I was going to be serving the most. And so some of that original content that I started to make, where I thought I'd be, you know, serving a bunch of old white dudes in their 50s, I was making content like I'm going to serve that audience. But it turns out that hasn't been my audience. The people that have been swiping a credit card and buying time from me for training, they've been younger females, professional females in the IT space. And so, you know, I need to consider that when I am creating content to go further and gain more conversions and grow that channel.
Yeah, I think like crafting your valued position, it's really outcomes, you know, identifying real pain points, putting copy on that really resonates to those pain points. And like I say, it's linked to point two, as Kurt pointed out. You shouldn't assume anything. It's really important to join groups that it's really easy. There's multiple groups out there online now. A lot of them are free. And seeing what segment of your audience that you could appeal to. And I'll give you a quick story here, Kurt. I'm part of a Facebook training group, and I have no Facebook advertising campaigns running at the present moment, but I still join the group. I bought a lifetime deal a couple of years ago from John Newmer, who's seen as one of the most experienced and credible Facebook trainers out there for people that are running agencies that are running Facebook paid campaigns. And the reason why I keep joining is because I want to learn a bit about that. But also I just listen in the background because it's a very diverse group than I normally mix with, because they're mostly agency owners, but they are Facebook agency owners. They run campaigns for all sorts of companies, and a lot of them are running campaigns for coaches, and it's really interesting. A lot of them are still very successful. They are running quite large Facebook marketing campaigns, paid advertising, and they're discussing the landing page, the lead magnet, the webinar, all things that still are getting some level of success. And I just listen in the background and absorb as much knowledge as possible. But it gives me a different insight, a different... selecting the right website builder. Obviously, both you and me think that WordPress is a great solution. What are some of the key things that, if you're looking to build a website for your coaching business, some of the key things you need to look at?
So, again, I'm going to go back to my original answer when we opened the call, and that was coaching is one of the least defined, you know, verticals in the space because it can be stretched and pulled in so many different directions. That's one of the reasons WordPress really fits well, because as you grow and scale your coaching business, you're able to scale your WordPress website the way that you need it to be. So I think if I'm going to be coaching, so if I'm, let's say I'm doing one-on-one executive level coaching, I'm probably going to work with, you know, 8 to 12 professionals in the course of a year. Well, I could probably manage that like with the email in my computer, right? Let's just be real. I probably wouldn't need to have a real CRM and all those things. But if I'm doing more of a one-to-many coaching program and I have 50 or 100 people in a year that I'm going to interact with, that means I'm going to want to grow a mail list of probably at least 1,000 people. And so in that situation, I'm looking at, okay, I have a website that has my content, like any website, you know, we can build and have content on most platforms, but I'm going to want to incorporate a CRM into that website. Then I'm probably going to want to have a scheduling tool so people can book time with me so that, you know, everything's right in the website. They can swipe a credit card. They can prepay for the session, all of that. One of the things that I find that most coaches really struggle with, and it's similar for me, is I'm great at doing the work and I'm great at selling the job. If I don't get my money up front, I'm horrible at collecting my money. A lot of coaches emotionally have that same thing. Like they're so involved with the relationship with the client and trying to keep that positive that it feels negative to keep going back and saying, where's my money? Where's my money? And so having an appointment tool that can have people prepay for a session is really invaluable for a lot of coaches to grow an effective business. So off the top, those are just a couple of tools I'd be looking for. I'd want a website that could manage my contacts and serve as a functional CRM. I also want to be able to host, obviously, my sales and marketing content, but I also want to have some type of booking tool that allows monetization.
Yeah. And also inbuilt online conference meeting functionality as well, depending on the model.
Yeah. Again, I think that whole online conferencing thing, it really depends on the scale and the scope. Jonathan, as you know, we could, you know, we can embed, we can integrate Zoom into a WordPress website. It's just that setup really takes a couple of hours to set up. It's a lot of work. Once you get it done, it's right as rain, works great. But there's a learning curve to it. And if you don't have the volume for it and you don't really use the tool, sometimes just using your external Zoom and emailing links works great.
Yeah. Creating engaging content, that's a very broad statement, isn't it? But I think you really, it's related to the first two, identifying your target audience, crafting a value proposition, using videos, using testimonials. It's all mixed up. We could do just a show just on that, couldn't we, really, couldn't we?
Yeah. It's interesting because a lot of people make assumptions as to what content's going to work, kind of like what I said earlier about making the wrong assumption about my avatar. It's really important that you revisit your content. There's some tools out there. Like if we're in the WordPress space and you're really getting, you know, finite on your copy and stuff, there's ways to do like A/B testing, take a look at your conversion, you know, really get granular on, if I change this heading, do my conversions go up? It's really important to really examine your content so that it meets your needs for conversion.
Yeah. Like, I've kind of covered that in two there. So on my list, folks, it's creating engaging content, incorporating client testimonials and case studies. I think we touched that. Blogging a marketing tool or tools. You know, WordPress is excellent when it comes to blogging, marketing, everything. I think really it's video, LinkedIn video, Facebook. I think you won't have the bandwidth. You will be, it's advisable that you are on all the major platforms, but the reality is that there's only going to be one or two that you should really concentrate on, because you to have the bandwidth and also to be able, all these social media platforms have different different culture, maybe a different way of doing things. And, you know, you've got a lot of experience on LinkedIn. I've got a fair bit of experience on YouTube, trying to increase my exposure on YouTube. So just choose where your possible clients are, really. You know, they will be on different social media platforms normally. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this comes down to, there are some experts out there that say, you know, pick your channel and really double down on that. Like Jonathan mentioned, I'm a LinkedIn person. He's a YouTube person. But I think in the grand scheme of things, when it really comes to marketing, you have to spread your message out, and you just can't ignore certain things. And so, like, I'm not a Facebook person, but I've got a pretty full Facebook page, right? Full of posts. I think it's important to kind of marry those together. Here's like just an example. I wasn't really big on the newsletter feature for LinkedIn, but I recently added a newsletter to my account and immediately got noticed that 700 people had read the newsletter. So, you know what? Like, that's 700 people that got an opinion piece from me that understand my business a little bit better. Does that lead to a conversion this week? No, but does it create a consistency in messaging over multiple channels? Yeah, kind of does. And so I think it's important to sample a wide swath of social and then double down on the ones that show traction, but never really ignore something once you start it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Understanding SEO strategies, it's obviously got more difficult. It's really important, but it's got more difficult with the changes with Google and AI summaries. Basically, traffic numbers are down, but traditional SEO is very linked. All the commentators that I listen to that I think have credibility, there's about 4 to 5 in the SEO, in the blogging area. They all say that the AI, the main AI agents like OpenAI, Gemini, Google itself, they all take their cues from good fundamental SEO practices. So, and my understanding is that I was listening to somebody this morning when I was in the background, and Bing Webmaster Tools have brought out a new add-on which shows what the leading AI agents, how they're seeing your content and how your rating with the leading ones, and it's a free tool. I'm a little bit suspect about all these, because some of the leading SEO tools like Ahrefs and are introducing their own SER AI reporting tools, but they're all being wildly. But this one from Bing, getting a decent write-up. So, but the main thing is that traditional good SEO practices will help you with AI. That's from all the people. It seems to be the most consistent thing that I'm hearing. What's your views about this?
I think this is one where you and I have a slight separation. I get to see firsthand how much effort and how much focus you put on SEO, Jonathan. And I don't think, especially when we're talking about coaches, like when I think about coaches, that the emotional mindset of most coaches that I work with, they don't have the focus or the patience to deal with what you're doing with SEO on a regular basis. I think SEO is one of these things that I think you build your website. I think you get some traction. I think you try to get some people signed up and paid up, and then you got some revenue. And I think the smart business owner takes that revenue and doubles down and reinvests and hires somebody to do a good SEO effort for them. Because it's to your point, things are changing, things are moving. There's always some kind of moving target. A lot of things on the web, you can build a skill in, and then you have that skill. But with SEO, it's this constantly moving, you know, goalpost, and it takes effort and time and focus to stay on it. And if you fall out of sync, well, it's costing you money. So you should probably pay someone to do it.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And we've touched social media, but I think I really pruned my email list. It was really painful. I originally had a list of about 2,000. It's less than, it's about 300 now. But the opening rate is much higher. I'm getting about 40, 50% opening rates.
Yeah.
Where I was lucky to get the odd one, I might get 20%. Most of the time it was 5%. So it's not the volume, folks. It's getting the right people to sign up for your list and then producing. But if you can expand it to the right people, I think it's one of the most valuable resources you can have. What do you reckon?
I'm wondering when you did that, because I very transparently said that on one of the shows. I used to have a 6,000 person email list, but like the people on the list were like friends I went to church with when I lived in Colorado 20 years ago. And then I had to think to myself, do these people really want an email about what my agency's doing in the WordPress space? No, they don't. They're being polite. They're not unsubscribing because they don't want to hurt my feelings or something, right? But it's like, imagine that over, you know, 20 years of knowing people. And so one day I did what you described. I literally just hit delete and started over. And then we got up to about 1,500 people on a list. And to your point, 45, 50% open rates has been what we've been getting for last couple of years. You know, most of my main messages that go out only go out to 450 people, you know, and it's because I have my list segmented and I know who I want to get certain messages to. And I think that is so important because email's not free. Like you're paying for an email server in most cases. So it's not free. And you don't want to annoy people. And you want to make sure that the people that are opening the email are getting something they want, that they find valuable. And I think that that's really evident when you look at your open rates. And then you also know, I just got a reply back yesterday on one of my newsletter pieces. And it's from someone that you and I have both worked with in the past. Hey, I usually don't read your emails, but I read this one and the message was right on time and it was exactly what I needed to hear. And it's like, that's kind of nice, you know?
Well, you have to tell me who it was when we go fair. Mine wasn't planned. It's just that a lot of people were based in my relationships in Northern Nevada. And I've been concentrating on membership and that. And it's just gradually they've just signed off. And I totally understand because the email, I hedged it for a long time, but about 8 months ago, it's got to be just focused on membership. Yeah. With some IT, I put some curated content in the sidebar stories that have come on my radar. And then I have one main article that's linked to a video I've made. It kind of makes more sense now, but yeah. Creating effective calls for action, CTAs, really important. It's something that I've tried to improve on. Having content and having no CTAs in the content it's only going to get harder and harder to get traffic to your website. Paid advertising, social media, organic social media, SEO, video, it's only getting more competitive and more difficult to get qualified traffic to your website. So having good calls to action, they're just becoming more and more important, aren't they, Kurt?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's my dog's very excited about something. I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
But you were talking about calls to action. You know how they say never buy a mechanic's car? You've heard me say this earlier today. Never buy a mechanic's car, right? Because it's falling apart. My own website had a call to action button that said call to action, and I didn't have it linked to anything. So I fixed that today. These calls to action they're strategic. They got to be placed a certain way. They got to link to something that makes sense. They got to answer a person's pain point. I just coached a client yesterday on an email they were sending. They had like 6 calls to action in this email, Jonathan. Click here to go to this. Click here to go to that. Click here to see this article. Click here. I'm like, stop. Because when you send that email, it's got to be focused. And it's got, like, what are you trying? You want the customer to convert for something. Stop trying to show them, like, you know, all the knives in your silverware drawer, right? Just pick the one you like best. And really focus your call to action down. I try not to have more than 2 separate calls to action on any one screen.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go for our middle break, folks. When we come back, we're going to give you some advice on the best WordPress plugins that you should use on a coaching site. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I'd like to point out that the Membership Machine Show through WP Tonic. We do a great newsletter. It's totally free. It's aimed at if you're trying to build a community, a membership. I take one of the articles, I expand it a little bit, and also supply some creative content around AI or topics that I think are interesting in that week. I produce it myself. To get it, you'll get it in your inbox every Monday or Tuesday. To sign up for it, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter, wp-tonic.com/newsletter. So, best WordPress technology. So basically decent hosting should go to WP Tonic for that. A lot of the stuff we're going to be talking about is provided as part of the hosting package at Tonic. I think it starts with the page builder. You've got WordPress, but you need a page builder. You can go for non-Gutenberg or you can go for Gutenberg. We provide Cadence. You could look at GeneratePress. People still like Elementor. It's okay, but it does utilize a lot of resources and I think it's a bit overkill. The other one, for the type of audience that this podcast is aimed at, maybe Breakdance. There's other ones out there, folks. But I personally think they're more aimed at the agency owner or the freelancer. I think the ones that I've outlined are suitable for somebody trying to build it themselves. What do you think? What's your view?
Again, at the fear of having a separation in the messaging, I've run into clients at all scales and their comfort levels vary so much from one thing to another. Yeah. I've had people that, you know, oh, I just have to have Elementor. I just have to have, and I get it. You know, some people want a drag and drop experience. Other people can work fine. I got to tell you, Jonathan, I know you're not a big fan of full site editing, but it's come a long way in the last couple of years. And it's very easy to switch and swap themes if they're full site editing themes. Whereas if I'm like, let's say I'm in Cadence and I want to switch to something else, there's a little effort in that swap, right? So
I see that as a benefit though, because I don't want them swapping, because you can have too much choice.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's like computer shopping at Best Buy. You walk in, I'm going to get a computer today, and then you an hour later you walk out with nothing. You go, I'm so confused. Similar, like with all the tools that are available. I think Cadence is a great, I think it's a great compromise because, and it's, I think it's important to note Cadence with, you know, the Cadence WP Pro, with the Cadence blocks, with like when you have the whole Cadence package, you get a lot of design freedom and flexibility. But like, I'm going to use the word stability. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's what it leans like to me. Like,
well, that's what you weren't getting with Elementor, was you?
No, it's I feel like you can build in Cadence and have a lot of design freedom and flexibility, but not screw the dang thing up. Like, I think it does a really good job of keeping users in the rails while still giving them the flexibility and freedom to build something that's relatively close to what they're imagining. And so I think Cadence is a great option.
Right. What should we, what's the next most important one that we should discuss? We've got the page, but we could spend the whole, I want to wrap this up.
Oh yeah. We could talk forever about page builders, but
let's just move on. So what do you think's the next one?
If we're focused on coaches, my first priority for a coach is how are you booking calls and how are you getting paid for it? And so, you know, I know at WP Tonic, we are big fans of the Fluent, you know, offerings they have. Fluent booking is amazing. Right. So you could get that. And then Fluent booking can actually tie into your Zoom account. It can, you know, it can sync with your Google Calendar. You can sync your Google Calendar with whatever other calendar you have. And you can link Stripe to it, so you could make, you know, people could pay for their sessions before you even have the session. So big fan of Fluent booking. We've used some other tools in the past, Jonathan, and for new people getting into the coaching market, they might be feature rich, but I think the learning curve is too much. I think Fluent booking delivers the punch without, you know, kind of the pain of figuring it out. The other thing, of course, maybe you are a Calendly user already, and maybe you're very happy with Calendly, and maybe you pay for that, and maybe you've got that hooked up to your Stripe account or PayPal or something. You can always embed Calendly into your website. So I don't want you to think you can't. You're just talking about tools that are available through us.
It's expensive. If you're not using the free product, the jump in price is considerable, and it just gets more and more expensive. I think Fluent Canada is just a great product, and it's quite easy to set up, folks. The only thing is the Zoom integration, but we help you with that at WP Tonic.
Yeah.
What's another thing that you think should be part of your WordPress stack if you're a coach?
Well, if we go back to that original needs assessment conversation with the client, you know, do they plan on having courses or not? Right? That's a big thing for me. So if they think they're going to have courses, the next priority is going to be, all right, so now we got to have like some way to bring in members, track members, and make them students and have courses, which for me is going to fall into Lifter LMS territory. If that original question is like, no, I don't want to have courses, I just want to sell coaching, I'm probably going to move towards a CRM as being the next important thing. We can track, you know, users and actually create some maybe automations through the different tools that the CRM is going to provide.
Yeah, I'm going to differ a little bit with you, but it really does depend on how big. I think the two that I would go with is either, and they Fluent Community. I think it's a great choice. It does have course functionality. Or look at Creator LMS. I think both are better for what I really see Lifter LMS, somebody that's really building a hardcore, a multiple course website, a business where a coach, they might get there. But I think a better start is either Fluent Community or Creator LMS. They're smaller, easier to manage, easier to get up and running. I think they're a better solution. It just really depends, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you were going to run the Fluent Community option, so let's say you got Fluent Booking and Fluent Community, what would be your tool of choice for like regulating access to the community? What would you use as the member tool?
Well, I would use Sure Members if I want to keep it simple. Yeah. But that is the problem, isn't it? Because they don't have a good regulator, do they? But Sure Members pretty light. I just want to keep things as simple as possible. And don't get me wrong, Lifter LMS is a great platform, but I just feel it's a little bit over for the right. And we supply Lifter and we provide the Infinity. It's a difficult one. It's not black and white, is it?
No. Like I said, if they're going to have courses at all, it would be Lifter for me. But if they didn't want courses, I didn't go the community route because then I was like, the community is a great tool, but whenever someone installs the community tool, they instantly go, well, how do I keep people I don't want getting into the community from getting into the community? And then that comes down to content restriction, which means we need some membership tool that, you know, with this role, you can access community. Without this role, you're...
So, and it does work with Lifter LMS, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah,
so maybe put both in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I liked your answer with Sure Members. Sure Members works really good in that regard. And then, of course, there's Fluent Cart and Fluent Cart, I believe. If we have Fluent Cart Pro, I think that you can create user roles with a purchase. And if that's the case, that could handle, you know, with this user role could access the community. So maybe you sell through Fluent Cart.
Yeah, but
I'm just getting off on tangents.
No, but it's so easy, isn't it? Because you've got a lot of choice, folks, with WordPress. But I think the simplest thing on reflection is Lifter LMS and just use it with Fluent Community. If you want a community, it's just that so much of the advice that you're going to, and I think a lot of it's right, to make your, you know, if you want to expand out from one-to-one coaching to one-to-many, you're going to have to build out a community element to it. So any other last plugins that you think are crucial?
For a coaching business?
Yeah.
No, I want to go with what you said 6.5 minutes ago, and that is simple. Like, struggle against all of your inner demons and just try to keep things simple and get to monetization as quickly as possible. Well, whatever's going to help you create revenue. And once you gain traction and once you see reliable revenue coming through, if you want to reimagine the world and how the internet works, well, you know, the world's your oyster. You've got revenue and momentum to build with. But if you're just starting out, simple is the way to go.
I think I want to have another go at this and explain myself a bit more coherently. If you're going to go down the Creator LMS, the reason why I recommend it, folks, is you can, and then you want to do marketing automation and newsletters. You've got access to WP Funnel and Mint, which we provide at WP Tonic. If you want to go down the Lifter LMS with Fluent Community, we can provide Fluent CRM. which is another great pathway, and it all integrates well. So you've got two pathways that I would recommend, and it works, and it won't be painful. So, all right, let's wrap it up. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
LinkedIn is great for a personal connection. I'm the only Kurt Von Annen on LinkedIn, so I'm easy to find there. And then Mañana No Más is our company name, so mañananomas.com for business.
That's fine. If you want to have a great hosting provider for your coaching website that provides all this leading technology, have a look at WP Tonic. We'll be proud to serve you. We will be back next week with another topic that will hopefully get the success that you're looking for yourself and for your family. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.